First of all, thank everyone for tuning in today. My name is Ty Benoyo with TopRatedDentist.org. We are the site that introduces you to top-rated dentists and dental professionals from around the country, as well as the services they offer. Today, I have a special guest joining me, Dr. Karim Azad. He's the owner of Grand Prairie Family Dental, located in Grand Prairie, Texas, and has been serving the community for the last 30 years. Dr. Karim Azad is here today to discuss bruxism, also known as teeth grinding. Thank you for joining us today, Doctor.
Sure, thank you for having me.
No problem. Can you first of all tell us a little about your practice as well as your journey in dentistry?
With respect to my practice, I always felt that as a general practitioner, I need to make my understanding of dentistry as comprehensive as possible. So my interests ranged from orthodontics and jaw and teeth development to bite analysis to implants, TMJ, reconstruction, and cosmetics. My interest is quite wide in spectrum, and thankfully I'm able to provide that service, that range of service to our patients who come at the Grand Prairie Family Dental.
Awesome. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Bruxism, also known as teeth grinding. Could you tell us exactly what that is?
Generally, majority of people grind their teeth in response to any type of reaction that they experience. For example, you could be driving on the highway and somebody cuts you and you get frustrated. You could be grinding then. Or you could have sleep apnea where you have a difficulty breathing. You tend to clench and grind more frequently. You could have teeth shifted and your bite not being like it should be. That could cause you to grind and clench. You could have temporomandibular joint issues, and that could cause you to grind and clench. So there's a wide range of reasons. But bruxism is when you do it at night when you sleep. So that's the difference. You could grind and clench during the day, and you could also grind and clench at night when you sleep, which we define it as bruxism.
I do thank you for that clarification. Are there any other additional symptoms of teeth grinding? I know you mentioned at night and in the sleep. Is that something that I'm typically aware of if when I wake up in the morning, or how do I know in terms of symptoms?
When you grind and clench, you may not be aware of it because it's such a habit that you are doing it unconsciously. But there are symptoms that are generated based on the severity and frequency of your clenching and grinding. And I just want to point out that when you clench and grind, you do not do it all night, every night. It's a cyclical process. So you do it maybe a little bit, 10 minutes a night, and you may do it repeatedly several times during the night. And you can also do it for a few days, then you stop for a couple of weeks, and then you start it again. So it's a very cyclical process. It's not something that you do continuously. Additional reasons, you know, you ask for additional reasons of clenching and grinding. It could be behavioral. People may be very high strung and they can react to things. They may be more nervous, high anxiety, and that can cause you to clench and grind. It can also depend on diet. So if you're drinking a lot of high sugar drinks, like these power drinks, if you, for example, eat a lot of white flour, dairy products, these things can also make you clench and grind more easily.
That's interesting. I would never have thought that the food or diet play a part into that.
Yeah, like a high caffeine diet, like somebody drinking a lot of coffee a day, they clench and grind.
I see. And that was my next question, actually, who's at risk? So are there any additional groups of people in addition to diet that might be at risk for teeth grinding?
Yeah, I mean, people who have an existing temporomandibular joint problems, they would be at risk. There could be some ailments like neural diseases that could cause grinding and clenching more readily. And actually, it can also affect the severity of your clenching and grinding. One interesting fact is when you clench and grind, you basically put more force on your teeth than when you bite. The estimation is about 10 times more force. And I found that pretty interesting.
Yes, yes. It sounds like a lot of wear on the teeth. And moving on to that, you mentioned the bite. Now, how exactly does your bite play into teeth grinding?
This really is an area in dentistry. Dentistry has not been able to clearly deciphered the root cause of clenching and grinding. And the reason is multifaceted. It is muscular, it is neural, it could be systemic, and it could be psychological. So there's a wide array of contributors to clenching and grinding. So that's why it's so difficult to decipher exactly what. So the best thing is to really have the patient come in and we examine. But going back to your question about the bite, when your biting plane is violated for teeth maybe that tilt or move or shift or drop down because there's nothing opposing them, we call that supra eruption. Or if teeth, for example, are missing in certain areas, these are all the things that we define as occlusal disease, which is biting disease, and which are contributors to grinding and clenching.
Very interesting. Now, is bruxism or teeth grinding common among kids and teens?
Yes, it could be, but the contributors may be a bit different. So in teens, generally it could be behavioral or like habits. It could be as their teeth are changing from baby teeth to adult teeth, their bite is in constant change. So that can contribute to grinding. Or it could be breathing issues in teenagers, such as asthma, allergies, sinus infections, and so forth. It could also be airway obstruction. So if they have a deviated septum, if they have a very narrow oral pharynx, these are all contributors to their grinding and clenching, which is all under breathing difficulty. With our children, it's primarily breathing issues. Could also be diet, so like if they're having a high sugar diet, eating a lot of cereals, you know, high C drinks and so forth, that could cause them to clench and grind. If they have allergies or obstruction of airway, they will clench and grind.
I see. Now, is anything that you would recommend in terms of deterring that from happening? Obviously, I know the diet, you know, you talked on, but anything in addition to that?
Well, I think the parents can maybe put humidifiers in the room to help the airway to be more relaxed, and therefore they have a better chance of breathing better and less grinding and clenching. That's one easy fix. The other is looking into what's causing their obstruction. Is it allergies? Is it sinus issues? Is it adenoids? Then they need to see what is the cause of the obstruction and then try to help the child alleviate that problem.
I see. Good information. Now, generally, overall, for adults, teens, and children, why is teeth grinding harmful?
Teeth grinding is not just harmful to the teeth, but to the dentistry that is being done in your mouth. So it's really the root cause of breakdown in your mouth, besides, you know, gum disease and so on. So in any kind of dental health endeavor, the first thing you want to really assess and correct is the bite. And it's something that a lot of people ignore, because they feel like, you know, it's okay, I just want to get out of pain. But this is sort of a very chronic and relatively silent problem. So you're clenching and grinding until you start having issues, and then it becomes problematic. The best is to be attentive to your bite. If you need braces or orthodontics to correct your bite that way, if you need bite balancing, if your dentist recommends you to do bite balancing, please look at it as important as doing a root canal or filling or a crown, if you will, and try to replace the missing teeth as quickly as possible so the teeth don't shift or violate the biting plane. Those are really the key preventive measures that you can take.
I see. Now, also, can teeth grinding lead to other harmful dental disorders?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since it's the foundation of your dental health, if you ignore it, you could fracture teeth very easily. You could grind and clench and damage your joint, hyperdevelop your muscles of mastication, which basically makes your cheek thicker. You could break down the supporting structures of the tooth, such as the bone and the gums. You can have recession of your teeth. You can have what we call abfractions of the teeth, which is the indentation of the tooth by the gum line. And that can literally lead to you snapping your crown part of the tooth when you chew, and all of a sudden you snap it in severe cases. It could cause a lot of sensitivity of your teeth, and it could cause your teeth to shift very easily if you clench and grind chronically. It can also wear your teeth down quite a bit, which really compromises the vertical height of your bite, and that can put more stress on your joint and cause it to break down faster.
How is teeth grinding treat it? What are some of the ways that you treat teeth grinding?
I mean, if the patient really appreciates the significance of the bite, then they would do a number of different things. But generally, the first thing that is offered is a night guard. A night guard is a plastic custom fit, of a tray that fits over your teeth and somewhat snaps over your teeth. And you basically wear it when you clench and grind. And the idea is that you distribute the force of your clenching and grinding so that all your dentition is sharing it rather than the force focalizing on a few teeth and doing more damage. And it also prevents your teeth from wearing down. You kind of wear the plastic, not your teeth. Unfortunately, in some cases, it can accentuate your clenching. So it just depends on what the situation is. But that's generally what's given to the patient as a first line of defense, is a night guard.
I see. Now, treatment, is it covered by most of the insurance plans that you work with?
Most insurances cover, you know, night guards, and some insurances cover bite equilibration, which is balancing of your bite, but they don't pay anything more than that. So sometimes a patient has to pay out of pocket if you want to get more involved.
Now, in terms of out of pocket payments, do you offer any other third party payment plans or anything that helps with that as well?
Yes, we partner with a number of different financing companies to give the patient as wide of a range of choices for their financing. We offer financing through third party that depend on FICA and credit scores. And we also offer financing to patients who may not have a very good FICA or credit score, and they still need the treatment and they would like and are able to afford the payments. And then we are able to offer them a non-credit score based financing, if you will.
Awesome. And my last question for you, doctor, how can one schedule a consultation with your practice and with you?
I'd love to visit with anyone who may benefit from our services. They can call my office, which is 972-988-0900, or they can contact us through email, is gpfamilydental@gmail.com, and then we can try to follow up and schedule an appointment for you.
Sounds good. This has been very informative, and I definitely thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.